Time now for our press review with Leo McGuinn. And sticking with that top story, the Iranian strikes on Israel. Leo, what has been the reaction in the Middle East press?
Yeah, I'll start with the Israeli press this morning. This is the Jerusalem Post. They say that a four-decade shadow war is now in the open. Israel Hayom, a paper that's often had links to Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, have the headline, an alliance against Iran. They remark that Israel have a second chance to turn the fight into a global campaign against terrorism, adding that Iran attacked with great power but not great wisdom. Now Israel have to make decisions with the head, not the heart. Moving on to Haaretz, which is a left-leaning paper, often critical of the government. They urge restraint, retaliation risks all-out war, they say. The front page also sings the praises of Israel's defence system, which managed to protect the country from 99% of the missiles fired. On their website this morning, they also have this. Iran and Israel, one miscalculation away from war. This article says that while it's tempting to assume the situation can now de-escalate, the potential for regional chain reaction explosions is deadly, pointing out how Jordan is in an increasingly precarious situation lying between Iran and Israel. Let's look at the Iranian press now, starting with the Tehran Times. They have that headline, clean victory, celebrating what they call a moral and legal punishment of Israel. The paper, which is considered state-controlled by many, calls Israel's claim at having intercepted 99% of the projectiles egregious, adding that Iran's missiles had landed exactly where they were meant to. The piece ends by saying that Tehran could have easily destroyed big gatherings to give Israel a taste of its own medicine. It, however, decided to play by the rules, and it still somehow got condemned by Israel's Western patrons, is what they say. This is Khabar El-Janob, one of Iran's biggest newspapers. They have this cartoon on the front page here, with the title saying, they sowed the wind, now they reap the storm. They refer to the Iron Dome as an iron colander.
That's the reaction in the international, or in the Middle Eastern press, Leo. But how has the international press reacted?
Yeah, unsurprisingly, it's on front pages all over the world, whether it be El País in Spain, Libération right here in France, or The Guardian in the UK. The Guardian actually have this article this morning, this opinion piece saying this crisis threatens us all. Netanyahu wanted a wider conflict and Tehran has walked into his trap. This article adds that Israel has always craved a mandate and justification for openly attacking Iran. Now they have it. This opinion piece argues that Israel's wisest course of action would be to take the moral high ground and present Iran as a dangerous rogue state and gaining international sympathy. On past form, however, it's unrealistic to expect Netanyahu to turn the other cheek. I'll finish with a couple of US papers, starting with the Washington Post, explaining how US President Joe Biden has counseled Netanyahu to slow things down. The US reaffirmed their support for Israel, but emphasized that they will not participate in any offensive against Iran, although some Republicans have criticized Biden for not being strong enough in his reaction. According to this piece, Israeli officials think that Iranian attack could turn the tables in terms of widespread international criticism over its actions in Gaza, earning them sympathy as a so-called victim. I'll finish by showing you this from the Wall Street Journal. They report that roughly half of the missiles fired by Iran either failed to launch or crashed before reaching their target. So much for the vaunted ballistic missile capability of Iran. That's a quote from a US official.